This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله عز وجل، وخير الهدي هدي نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. It was reported in Sahih al-Imam Muslim that Sa'd ibn Hisham, may Allah have mercy on him, asked Mother Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. He said, O Mother of the Believers, tell me about the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. What was his character? She said, don't you read the Quran? He said, yes, I do. Then she replied to him by saying, the character of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was the Quran. Now, if we look, all nations before us, all messengers before our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam were given a miracle or a set of miracles. Go to the Christians, go to the Jews, go to any other ummah and ask them. We as Muslims believe in the miracles of Prophet Musa, Prophet Isa, but show them to us. No one can show the miracles of their prophets to you today because it is not existing. Only the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam can and will maintain and preserve and have this miracle that will stay till the end of time. This is the Quran that Allah azza wa jal has challenged the whole universe to produce something like it, and they will never be able to do this. This is the only scripture that is preserved for the past 15 centuries. Not a single letter changed. This is the only scripture that was revealed in the language of the Arabic, which is spoken by more than 400 million people till date, and they understand it when they read it. This is the only scripture that is memorized by heart by more than 10, 15, 20 million individuals living among us today. This is the miracle of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this miracle has impacted our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam profoundly and positively, to the extent that it changed his character and formed it. The character of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was the Quran, as Mother Aisha said. Al-Imam al-Nawawi, may Allah have mercy on his soul, says, explaining this phrase, to have the character of the Quran is to understand it, to believe in it, to implement it in your daily life, to abide by its instructions, and to contemplate about or upon its stories. This is how you become a person with the Quran as his character. And if you look at the character of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, you will find that he is the best man ever to walk the earth sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. He was the most courageous, the most generous, the most chaste. His perseverance and patience and tolerance was unmatched. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never touched the hand of a woman that was not halal to him through marriage or that was non-mahram. Hind bint Utba said, O Prophet of Allah, give us your hand so that we give you the pledge of allegiance. He says, I do not touch women. This is the character of the Quran. He was the most generous. The dinar and the dirham would not spend a night in his house. He would spend it in the cause of Allah Azza wa Jal, trusting that he's the provider, trusting that he's the most generous subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every year, the Prophet would only store the provision of his family for a whole year. And that would be only from barley and dates, no cash. This is the provision, the food of his family for a whole year. And everything else is given for the sake of Allah. Even this food that is saved for his family for a whole year, when someone comes and asks him, he would never ever say no. He was known to never reject anyone who asks him. Even if they ask him for his own clothes, he would go, change, and bring it to the man who asked him, though he was in need. And this caused the Prophet ﷺ to spend all what he has saved for food, for his family, and then he would have nothing. Mother Aisha says, we used to see the crescent, after the crescent, after the crescent. 2 months, 60 days, and we would not light fire in the house of the Prophet ﷺ to cook. No food, no cooking. Urwa, her nephew, says, Mother, 2 months without cooking? What was feeding you? She says, water and dates. That's it. For 2 months, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was so humble and modest. He himself used to fix his shoes, patch his thobe if it's torn. He would milk his own sheep, and he would serve his own family. He would not feel arrogant to do these chores. He himself, alayhi salatu wasalam, was so bashful and modest, he would not stare in the eyes of those talking to him. He would always look somewhere else. He could not look them in the eyes because of his bashfulness. Whenever he was invited, he would not ask, who's inviting me? A millionaire? A politician? No. He would answer the invitation even if it was from a slave. He would accept any gift, regardless of its value, even if it was a drink of milk. yet he would reward those who gave him with more than they had given. He would never eat charity because he's from Ahlul Bayt, let alone ask people for what they have in their hands, and they look like we do at people's watches, at people's pens, at people's cars. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was never like that. He would be angry only for the sake of Allah. When the limits of Allah are invaded, he would never become angry for himself. If someone abuses him, insults him, he would forgive and tolerate. He would execute the truth if it needs to be executed, even if it brings harm to himself and to his companions. The truth has to be implemented. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam suffered through his lifetime. Though he could have lived like a billionaire, he used to be suffering all the time because he used to spend in the cause of Allah. So many days would go by, him starving, feeling hungry, until he would patch a stone to his stomach to curb the feelings of hunger, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And Mother Aisha says he had never had his full of barley bread, not wheat, barley, for 3 consecutive days. If he was full for one day, he would go 2, 3, 4 days not being full of barley bread that today we do not even dare to consume. He would answer invitations for walimas. He would visit people who were sick. He would follow funerals of those who died. He would walk alone among the people, among his enemies, without any guards or protection. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was the most humble. He was the calmest without arrogance. He was the most eloquent without prolonging his speech. He would wear whatever he finds. Sometimes he walks barefooted. Sometimes he wears sandals or shoes. Sometimes he would not wear a cloak, the outer garment. Sometimes he would not wear a turban. He would ride whatever was there. No arrogance, no pride. Sometimes wears a horse. Sometimes he rides a horse. Sometimes he rides a camel. Sometimes a donkey. Sometimes a mule. Sometimes walks if needed. And whenever someone needed a ride, he would put him behind him on his ride. He used to love perfume from this dunya. He loves beautiful fragrances and he hates bad smell. And this is why he would not eat garlic or onions. Not because it's haram, no. But he doesn't like any bad odor to come from him. He would sit with the poor, eat with the needy, and would honor those with the best of character. He would connect to his next kin, his relatives, without favoring them upon others, because this is unfair. He would accept anyone giving him apology. Look how we treat when people come and apologize to us. Sometimes we don't accept their apology. Sometimes we want to harm them and torture them. The Prophet would accept anyone who came and apologized, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He would smile without laughing out loud. He would joke without telling a lie. And he would see people play, and he would not forbid them from playing. Sometimes he used to raise his wife. Look at the modesty and the humbleness, his own wife. Sometimes we treat our wives like slaves. Do this, don't do that. And sometimes we forbid them from laughing or joking or having a good time. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam used to race with his wife. And he would never ever let a moment go of his day without utilizing it in the pleasure of Allah. He would not look down upon someone who's poor because of his poverty. He would not look down at someone who is sick because of his illness, and he would not be intimidated or afraid of someone due to his reign and power and authority, even if he was a king. Once an Arab nomad startled him while he was walking with Anas, pulled him from his cloak until it made a mark on his shoulder and neck, abusing the Prophet, saying, "Ya Muhammad, give me from the money you have. It's not your money, it's Allah's money." What would you do? I would have killed that man. Seriously. But the Prophet ﷺ, he smiled and ordered his companions to give him money. End of story. Not, "Ya akhi, this is not appropriate. Ya akhi, this is not polite. I'm the messenger, you should respect." Nothing. Once in Taif, he was overlooking a valley of sheep that they've won from the enemy. And next to him was a nomad. Nobody, no one, someone, he's not even mentioned by name. He was next to him standing, and the man had his jaw dropping. All of these sheep, you know, the Arabs, they look and they calculate, okay, this is 200 ringgits, this is how much, okay, how much would I be owning if I had this? So the Prophet looked at him, alayhi salam. He said, "You like this?" The man said, "Yes." The Prophet said, "It's yours." Come on. What kind of generosity is this from a man who cannot eat, who does not have enough food to give all of this to a man he does not know? The man rushed to his tribe saying, "Oh my tribe, oh my people, accept and embrace Islam. Wallahi, I came from a man who does not fear poverty. Who does not fear poverty. He gave me all of this. What are you waiting for?" The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam forgave those who wronged him. A man kills his own uncle, Hamza, and he forgives him. A man who kills and attacks his companions, he forgave all the people of Mecca when he conquered Mecca and say, "Go, you are free for the sake of Allah." The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was so tolerant, even when his own wives caused him trouble. They were jealous and they would do so many things that normal men like us could not tolerate. The Prophet would never alayhi salatu wasalam reprimand them, shout at them, or say anything that would be offensive. He would only meet them with compassion, mercy, and love. Never ever he had beaten a woman or a child, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was never rude. He was never using bad or obscene words. He was proud without arrogance. He was kind without violence. He was merciful without weakness, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. What is our problem today? Why are we at the bottom of the food ladder? Why all nations look down upon us? We have no respect. Why all the nations look down upon Muslims and do not listen to them? We brought this upon ourselves when we made the Quran behind us. And we took everything else other than the Quran. In the past, nations like Malaysia, Indonesia, the Philippines, and the likes, nations accepted Islam not by a single soldier coming to their land, not a single army. Why did these people accept Islam? Because of the Muslims' character. When they met and encountered real Muslims, merchants, traders who came, and they saw their Islamic etiquettes and moral conduct, they loved this religion, they embraced it, and look at them. They are the largest nations nowadays. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. They saw truth, they saw honesty, they saw their commitment to their religion. What about today? Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Look at the character of Muslims today. Backbiting, slandering, gossiping, lies, cheating, betrayals. Rarely you will find someone among the Muslims who you could pin out and say, mashallah, he's honest, he's trustworthy, he doesn't lie, he comes on time. Rarely you will find this. And this is why the barakah, the blessings in our times, in our children, in our health, in our wealth is gone. You look at the previous nations before us, the previous ancestors of ours, they used to utilize the day and night where we cannot do what they used to do in one day in a whole month. The barakah in ilm, the barakah in Quran, the barakah in their lives, we don't have this. Today, we have transgression among us Muslims. This is something that Allah prohibited upon Himself, and He made it prohibited among us. Today we hear complaints from partners, from one another. We hear complaints from subordinates and workers. We hear complaints from wives, complaining of the transgression and the zulm husbands do to them. On the contrary, we also hear about the lack of jealousy in men's hearts. You see a man, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah, 6'4", not in this country maybe, but you see man, mashallah, muscular and strong and this and that, and you see his wife unveiled with her hair coming out, wearing makeup, unmodest clothes. Akhi, where is your manhood? Where is your jealousy? Where is your ghairah? They abide by the hijab only for the sake of customs and traditions and not for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. As for our hearts, it is black. It is hard. Our hearts are filled with enmity, grudges, envy, evil eye. Every bad thing is filling our hearts, and you see this in the masjid. When the iqama comes, look at the worshippers in the first and second and third row. If anyone comes in an opening, what they will do? Resentment, hatred, fighting, trying not to give him room. Yahi, you're in the masjid. This is the house of Allah. Your heart should have a place for your brother, let alone a small space between you and him. All of this is a sign of destruction. The people are in complete oblivious. They're ignorant because they've abandoned the book of Allah. They've abandoned the Quran. They do not stand by the instructions. They do not refrain from what the Quran prohibits, and they do not read it. And once they read it, they do this for barakah. They put the Quran in the glove compartments, and you can see the dust on it. Why? Because I don't want to have car accidents. They put it under the pillow. They put it in the house to Allah protects the house. This is not why Allah revealed the Quran. Allah revealed the Quran to be recited, read, implemented, and to act upon it. This is why we read the Quran, it does not exceed our throats. The Muslims are oblivious and ignorant about the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Though they claim that they love him, they defend him and his reputation, and we are in great danger. Therefore, fear Allah, servants of Allah. Ittaqullaha ibadallah. Read the Quran. Recite it day and night. Learn what's in it so that you would implement it. Do not read it to find an answer to a question you want. So many times we read the Quran. If the answer does not fit what we want, we leave it aside and do whatever we want. No. A true Muslim reads the Quran, does exactly what it says, even if it goes against his whims and desires. Teach your own children, your spouses, about the beauty of the Quran so that their character would be exactly like the character of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, exactly as was stated in the Quran, because this character would lead you, insha'Allah, to Jannatin Na'im. This is wallahi more important than their studies. Wallahi more important than their own health and wealth. This is the way of salvation and to reach Jannatun Na'im. And the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the closest among you to me in Jannah on the Day of Judgment are the best of you who have the best of character. نَفَعَنِ اللَّهُ وَإِيَّاكُمْ بِالْقُرْآنِ وَالذِّكْرِ الْحَكِيمِ. I will say my dua in Arabic, so you just say ameen. Trust me for that. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا وتولنا برعايتك ولا تحرمنا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا ودورنا. اللهم أصلح أئمتنا وولاة أمورنا. اللهم اجعل ولايتنا في من خافك واتقاك واتبع رضاك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر إخوانا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين. اللهم أعزهم بعزك. اللهم أذل من أذلهم. اللهم عليك بمن عاداهم. اللهم أرنا في عدونا وعدوك عجائب قدرتك يا عزيز يا حكيم. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وبلغ بما يرضيك آمالنا واختم اللهم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا. اللهم اجعل ثأرنا وكيدنا على من ظلمنا وعادانا. وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وأقم الصلاة.